Episode 1 of the Shadows of Mystery podcast, The Maura Murray Disappearance. In this gripping debut episode of the Shadows of Mystery podcast, we explore one of the most perplexing missing person cases in modern history, the disappearance of Maura Murray. On a cold February night in 2004, Maura vanished under mysterious circumstances after her car crashed on a rural stretch of Route 112 in Haverhill, New Hampshire. Despite numerous investigations and theories, what happened to Maura remains unsolved to this day. Join us as we unravel the timeline, examine the strange details, and discuss the many questions that keep this case shrouded in mystery. Could this be a case of foul play, or did Maura disappear intentionally? Tune in as we shed light on the shadows of this puzzling case. Maura Murray, born May 4, 1982, disappeared on the evening of February 9, 2004, after a car crash on Route 112 near Woodsville, New Hampshire. Despite thorough investigations, no one knows what happened to her. At the time, Maura was a 21-year-old nursing student in her junior year at the University of Massachusetts. Despite extensive investigations, no one knows where she went. At the time she disappeared, Maura Murray was a 21-year-old nursing student in her junior year at the University of Massachusetts. On Monday, February 9th, she emailed her professors and work supervisor saying she needed a week off due to a death in the family, something her family later confirmed wasn't true. That evening, around 7:27 p.m., a local resident reported a car accident on a sharp turn along Route 112 near her home. A passing motorist, who lived nearby, stopped to help, but the young woman in the car declined, saying she'd already called roadside assistance. The motorist drove home, but decided to call emergency services to report the accident. By the time police arrived at 7:46 p.m., she was gone. Police identified the car as Maura Murray's and initially treated the case as a missing persons report. They speculated she might have chosen to disappear on her own, since she made travel plans she didn't share with anyone, and there was no clear evidence of foul play. But in 2009, her case was transferred to New Hampshire's Cold Case Division, where it's now considered a suspicious missing person case. Maura's disappearance has been featured on shows like 2020 and Disappeared, and it sparked endless speculation on internet forums and message boards. Theories range from abduction to her voluntarily running away. In 2017, the case was featured in a documentary series on the Oxygen Network, which called her disappearance the first crime mystery of the social media age, since it happened just days after Facebook launched. The inspiring journey of Maura Murray. Maura Murray's story begins on May 4, 1982, in Brockton, Massachusetts, where she was born into a hardworking and loving Irish Catholic family. Growing up with her siblings, older brother Fred, sisters Kathleen and Julie, and younger half-brother Kurt, Maura navigated life with resilience and determination, even as her parents divorced when she was six. She primarily lived with her mother, shaping her early perspective on strength and adaptability. In high school at Whitman Hanson Regional in Hanson, Massachusetts, Maura demonstrated her drive and discipline, excelling as a standout track athlete. Her dedication earned her acceptance to the prestigious United States Military Academy at West Point, where she pursued chemical engineering. Though she later realized this path wasn't aligned with her true passion, her courage to pivot and take control of her future is inspiring. She transferred to the University of Massachusetts Amherst to study nursing, a field where she could combine her commitment to helping others with her natural determination. Maura's journey reminds us all of the power of perseverance and self-discovery. Her willingness to embrace change and pursue her purpose encourages us to reflect on our own paths and the opportunities to grow, evolve, and make an impact. Her life before her disappearance. Life has its ups and downs, and Maura Murray's story reflects the challenges many of us face while striving to move forward. In November 2003, just 3 months before her disappearance, Maura navigated a difficult moment when she admitted to using a stolen credit card to order food. This was a mistake, but the situation was set to be dismissed after 3 months of good behavior, a reminder that we all have opportunities to make amends and grow from our missteps. On February 5th, 2004, Maura experienced an emotional evening while working her campus security job. She spoke on the phone with her sister Kathleen about personal struggles, and by 10:30 p.m., she broke down in tears, overwhelmed by the weight of the conversation. Her supervisor found her zoned out and unresponsive, a clear sign that she was carrying a heavy emotional burden. When asked what was wrong, she simply said, "My sister." Years later, in 2017, Kathleen disclosed that she had relapsed that night after her fiancé took her to a liquor store following her discharge from rehab, a deeply human moment of struggle for both sisters. On Saturday, February 7th, Maura's father, Fred, came to Amherst to spend time with her. They spent the day car shopping and sharing a meal with a friend of hers, a small but meaningful moment of connection and support. Later that night, Maura borrowed her father's Toyota Corolla to attend a dorm party. While on her way back to his motel around 3:30 a.m., she lost control of the car and hit a guardrail on Route 9, causing significant damage. Despite the setback, her father reassured her that the damage would be covered by insurance, a reminder of the importance of family support in difficult times. Maura stayed with her father for the rest of the morning, and while some details of that night remain unclear, it's evident that she was navigating a challenging period. The next day, Fred rented a car and dropped Maura off at her university before heading home to Connecticut. That evening, he called to remind her to pick up accident forms from the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. They agreed to reconnect Monday night to handle the insurance paperwork together, a small but meaningful plan to move forward, even in the face of adversity. Maura's story is a poignant example of how life's challenges can weigh on us, but it also underscores the importance of family, resilience, and the ability to lean on others during tough times. We're reminded that even in moments of struggle, there's potential for growth and healing. Monday, February 9th, 2004, preparations and departure. Maura Murray's story is one that continues to inspire questions and drive a collective search for answers. Her actions on February 9th reflected a young woman at a crossroads, someone perhaps seeking a new chapter in her life. While her reasons for leaving school that day remain unclear, what we do know is that she took steps to prepare for a journey, one that would ultimately lead to her disappearance and spark a community of people determined to uncover the truth. That day, Maura searched for directions to the Berkshires and Burlington, Vermont. She emailed her boyfriend at 1 p.m., expressing love, but mentioning she didn't feel like talking much. She reached out about renting a condo in Bartlett, New Hampshire, though it wasn't finalized. By 1:24 p.m., she'd written her nursing supervisor, explaining she'd be out for a week due to a family death, a claim that was untrue. At 1:13 p.m., she made an unexplained call to a classmate, and later, she left her boyfriend a voicemail, promising they'd talk soon. Before leaving her college campus, Maura carefully packed her belongings, clothing, toiletries, textbooks, and personal items. Police later found her room mostly packed, with an email suggesting relationship difficulties placed atop her belongings. At around 3:30 p.m., she left in her black Saturn sedan, stepping into a snowy afternoon. Maura withdrew $280 from an ATM, purchased alcohol alone, and collected accident report forms earlier that day. Between 4 and 5 p.m., she left Amherst, checked her voicemail at 4:37 p.m., and began a journey whose destination remains a mystery. Her disappearance. Around 7 p.m. that evening, Maura's car ended up stuck in a snowbank along Route 112 in Woodsville, New Hampshire. A nearby resident heard a loud thump and spotted the car. She called the Grafton County Sheriff's Department at 7:27 p.m. to report the accident. Initially, she believed she saw a man smoking in the car, but later clarified it was likely just a red light, possibly from a cell phone. A passing school bus driver stopped to offer help. He found a young woman near the car, cold but uninjured. Maura declined his assistance, claiming she'd already contacted AAA, despite there being no cell service in the area and no record of her call. The driver, still concerned, drove home and called the police at 7:43 p.m. Another witness driving by reported seeing a police SUV at the scene at 7:37 p.m., though the official log states that officers arrived 9 minutes later. 7:46 p.m., police arrival at the scene. When a Haverhill police officer arrived at 7:46 p.m., the black Saturn was abandoned. The car had struck a tree, sustaining severe damage. The airbags had deployed, and the vehicle was no longer drivable. Inside the locked car, officers found red wine stains, an empty beer bottle, a damaged box of Franzia wine, and Maura's personal belongings, including a book about mountain climbing. Missing, however, were her debit card, credit cards, cell phone, and some alcohol, none of which have been found or used since. Maura Murray was last seen that evening, and the moments following her crash remain shrouded in mystery. A neighbor offered help, which she declined, and by the time police arrived, she was gone. While the initial investigation treated her disappearance as voluntary, her case was reclassified as suspicious in 2009 and is now part of the Cold Case Division. The search for answers. Maura's story is one of resilience and hope, a testament to the power of perseverance in both her life and the ongoing efforts to find her. Her disappearance has inspired a remarkable community of people united by a shared mission: to uncover the truth and bring peace to those who love her. While the path forward may still hold uncertainty, her case teaches us about the strength of togetherness, the importance of persistence, and the belief that every mystery has the potential for resolution. Together, we can continue to ask the right questions, search for answers, and hold on to the hope that justice and understanding will prevail. 8 to 9:30 p.m. Alleged sighting. The night Maura Murray was last seen, a contractor spotted someone matching her description on Route 112, but didn't report it until months later due to confusion over the date. Emergency services arrived at the scene of her abandoned car, and by 8:49 p.m. it had been towed. A rag, possibly from her roadside kit, was found in the car's muffler. Maura was declared missing nearly 24 hours later, and her last confirmed movements remain a puzzle we are still working to solve today. Search efforts. When Maura's car was discovered in Woodsville, New Hampshire, it marked the starting point of a tireless search for answers. Before her disappearance, she had explored renting a condominium in Bartlett and looked into hotel reservations in Burlington and Stowe, Vermont. But after a car crash in Woodsville, she vanished. Even as time passed, her family and supporters have never stopped searching, embodying a powerful message: when those we love are missing, we never give up. Initial investigation, 2004 to 2005. February-June 2004. Maura Murray's disappearance on February 9th triggered a be-on-the-lookout alert the following day, but efforts to notify her father, Fred Murray, were delayed as he was out of state. By February 11th, Fred and others had joined the search alongside New Hampshire Fish and Game. A tracking dog traced Maura's scent 100 yards before it was lost, suggesting she may have left in another vehicle. A voicemail believed to be her sobbing was traced to a Red Cross calling card, adding another layer of mystery. Authorities speculated she might have run away or attempted suicide, but her family strongly disagreed. By February 12th, her case gained national attention, and Maura was officially listed as endangered. Despite conflicting reports about the crash scene, her loved ones never wavered in their belief that the truth would come to light. In the weeks following her disappearance, Maura's case remained front and center. 5 weeks later, Vermont's Brianna Maitland also disappeared, sparking comparisons, though police found no connection. Maura's family expanded their search to Vermont, tirelessly advocating for answers and appearing on national platforms like CNN. 10 days after she vanished, the FBI joined the investigation, broadening the search nationwide. Advanced tools were deployed, and even as leads like a pair of ripped underwear near French Pond Road were ruled out, the search pressed on. Through it all, Maura's loved ones never stopped believing. Her father returned every weekend to search, and by spring, the family's dedication was clear to everyone following her case. Even as authorities suggested Maura might have willingly accepted a ride, her family held fast to the belief that one day the truth would emerge. Their persistence and hope remind us all that even in the darkest moments, the human spirit has the power to persevere and inspire others to do the same. July 2004, December 2005. Maura Murray's disappearance in 2004 remains one of the most compelling mysteries of our time, and the search for answers continues to inspire determination and hope. In July 2004, police focused their efforts near her crash site, searching for her missing black backpack, though no conclusive evidence was found. Later that year, a man came forward with a knife he claimed was used in her disappearance, linking it to his brother, a man with a troubled past who lived nearby. While suspicions were raised, the man's family asserted the story was fabricated, clouding this lead. Fred Murray Mora's father has been a symbol of relentless dedication in his pursuit of answers. From petitioning New Hampshire governors to sharing his story on the Montel Williams Show, and even holding a heartfelt service at the crash site on the anniversary of her disappearance, Fred's actions remind us of the power of love and resilience. In 2005, he filed a lawsuit to gain access to case files, demonstrating his commitment to justice. That same year, a potential lead emerged when a black backpack resembling Mora's was reported near Pemigewasset Overlook, though authorities did not confirm if it was tested. Subsequent searches, 2006-2010, the years following Mora's disappearance, saw a growing community rallying for answers. In 2006, retired officers and private investigators reignited the search with cadaver dogs and forensic tools, though details of their findings remain undisclosed. A $75,000 reward was offered in 2007, reflecting the collective hope of finding closure. By 2009, her case was added to New Hampshire's Cold Case Unit and is now treated as a potential homicide. Fred Murray, ever an advocate for progress, has called for the FBI to take over the investigation, demonstrating his unwavering belief in the possibility of justice. Further developments, 2011-present, Mora's story is one that has persisted through time, touching the hearts of many. Her father has long expressed his belief that she was abducted and is no longer alive, but his fight for answers remains steadfast. Though searches of nearby areas have yet to yield evidence, hope continues to drive new efforts. In 2021, bone fragments discovered near Loon Mountain were tested but did not match Mora's DNA. In 2022, the FBI issued a national alert, keeping her case in the public eye. On the 20th anniversary of her disappearance in 2024, an age progression photo was released, renewing hope that someday answers will come. Significance. Mora Murray's disappearance has become more than just a case. It's a story that unites communities in the power of collective effort and determination. Often called the first social media age mystery, her case has inspired countless digital sleuths who come together online to analyze clues and share insights. As social media platforms emerged, her story became a rallying point for individuals passionate about making a difference. Bill Jensen of Boston Magazine described it as a parable of how online investigation has evolved, with everyday people stepping up to help. Mora's story reminds us that even in the face of uncertainty, the pursuit of truth and justice can bring people together, fostering hope and a shared commitment to making an impact. Media depictions Mora Murray's disappearance has captured hearts and minds for years, spotlighted by major platforms like ABC News, 2020, and Disappeared, as well as publications such as the Boston Globe and Rolling Stone. Her case has inspired countless people to join the search for answers, sparking discussions and theories ranging from abduction to voluntary disappearance. In 2021, her sister Julie took to TikTok to raise awareness and rally support, showing the power of community in keeping Mora's story alive. The case has also been explored in a 2017 Oxygen documentary and the book True Crime Addict by James Renner, which suggested she may have chosen to disappear. However, Mora's family remains steadfast in their belief that she was abducted and is no longer with us. If you know anything about Mora Murray's disappearance, you have the power to make a difference. Please contact the New Hampshire State Police at 603-223-3648 or submit a tip through their official website. Even the smallest detail could bring hope and closure to her family and loved ones. Updated list of suspects and persons of interest, 2025. As of 2025, Mora Murray's case remains unsolved, but the search for truth continues. There are no officially named suspects, yet law enforcement is still pursuing leads and finding new ways to uncover answers. Over the years, several individuals have drawn attention due to circumstantial evidence or their connection to the area where Maura was last seen. These include local residents, individuals with criminal histories, and others whose behavior seemed unusual at the time. While no concrete evidence has tied anyone directly to Maura's case, the effort to uncover the truth presses on. Though online theories abound, investigators encourage everyone to focus on verified facts rather than speculation, as this keeps the investigation moving in the right direction. The Murray family and supporters remain hopeful, believing in the strength of community, the promise of advancing forensic technology, and the potential of collective effort to uncover the truth. Every person has the power to contribute to this journey for justice. By staying informed and sharing Maura's story, you're helping to ensure she is not forgotten. The question of what happened to Maura Murray persists, but together, with hope and determination, answers can still be found. Let this be a reminder that even the hardest challenges can be met when we work together for something greater: justice, truth, and closure for Maura and her loved ones. Please like and subscribe if you want to hear more stories from the Shadows of Mystery podcast.